It's that time of year where you can do something in the day, and at nighttime you still have something to look forward to. Because it's not raining, it's beautiful, the weather's perfect, and there's no place that's better to be than right here. You've got all day to do what you want to, the afternoon. Even after we get out of here, we've got daylight. It's the time of year that I just look forward to because the winter is just not for me. All right? It's that time of year. So it's a great time that we can come together in fellowship. So let's pray. Lord Heavenly Father, right now, Lord, I ask you to lift this word up. Lord, open minds, open hearts, Lord, to this what you've prepared. And Lord, right now, Lord, as one congregation, as one unified body, Lord, right now, just bring something upon us, Lord, make it great. And let's take it out into our homes, Lord, and into the community. And it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. All right. How many of us know that every day, if not every hour, they're making breakthroughs that make our lives easier? Now, just because they make it easier doesn't mean that it's a better life or it's something that we are going to become accustomed to or something that we're going to expect what's going to come out of it. As we make life easier for ourselves, several things happen. We rely less on ourselves and we rely less on each other because technology is making it increasingly easy for us to mess up. So, if that makes sense, we can mess up much quicker now than what we used to be able to. And in that respect, we really have to ground ourselves in the world, in the Word, and build our character up. Because if we listen to the world, then we're going to just follow the crowd, we're going to follow what everyone else is doing, what we see on social media, what we see with our friend group or with our family members that may not be saved. And we're going to mess up incredibly quickly because we don't have the word in us, and we're going to be able to satisfy our flesh versus our spirit. So, sin is inherently easy for us. It's natural. No one teaches a baby to lie. No one teaches someone to pick something up that's not theirs. And like the thought crosses their mind, well, this could be mine. No one teaches you that. That's natural. We're born into that sin nature. I'm going to give this example in cartoons. There's a lot of things that villains or bad guys do. There's you've heard of the seven deadly sins. Gluttony, lust, the seven apparently unforgivable sins. Now, you can always repent. All right, so let's not get that crossed. There's not an unforgivable sin unless you walk away yourself. So, the way that we cover these up now, let's take this off, gluttony. Everyone thinks of a glutton, you think of those movies, you see these large characters, they're just disgusting. What gluttony is it's a sin that's embarrassing. Whether it be overeating, overindulging yourself, this sin comes naturally. Because your body wants to be happy. It wants to be satisfied. All right? Slothfulness. Sleep. Sleep. It's Sunday. Let's sleep in. Let's do something. It's pretty. We don't need to go to church. All right? Let's just rest. Today's a day of rest. The Lord knows my heart. All right? Now, that's easy to fall into. That's super easy. Wrath. Now, this is like you're fighting anger. It's super easy to fall into anger. And now we make it even quicker because we don't have to see someone to be angry. We can see a picture of them. All right? Not even a picture. Sometimes you can see someone's words that they post just offhand, and it makes you mad. You fall into wrath incredibly quickly now because you don't have your character built up. All right? Now, these are stuff, too. I got some stuff to brag about. This isn't Christian character. You're not competing with the Joneses. You're competing with yourself. You're trying to make yourself better. Don't worry what they've got going on. This is about you. All right? Pride goes hand in hand with envy. Smack talking. Tearing someone else down to make you feel better. All this comes into greed or addiction. The flesh gets addicted to things incredibly quick. All right? Sleep, anger, pride, envy. It's not just, greed is not just money. Greed is something that makes you happy. And as I was reading every one of these things, you could transition that and you can like, you're putting this before God. Because that's what you're doing. When you're putting your time into a social media post or into tearing someone else down or into ignoring church, you're putting your time somewhere else besides God. And that's the most important thing that you have is your time. The first time I saw this, I was raised in a digital age. All right. The first time I saw this, my jaw, you can now post anonymously to groups. And I know it's been going on for a long time, but you hear of keyboard warriors. Their picture is just that gray silhouette, and it says anonymous out the side of it. I know it's been going on for a long time, but recently, like in local groups, like local community groups, people are posting anonymously, just to make people angry. They're rage baiting, if you've heard of that term. They're posting something that is just general. They don't even have to believe it, but they're just looking for interactions. So when you look at this anonymous post and you ingest that, you're going to get angry. You're going to let that post, that anonymous post, pull you away from God and steal your time, hurt your faith, and pull your attention away from something that you should be doing, which isn't Christian character. One of my favorite quotes, I had this in one time written in a notebook in school. Robert E. Howard, if that name sounds familiar to you at all. Civilized men are more discourteous than savages because they know that they can be impolite without having their skull split as a general thing. We live in a civilized society, right? We're gentlemen. We're ladies. Robert E. Howard wrote Conan the Barbarian. If that brings you like his mindset at the time when he quoted that, we can do this. We can say stuff offhand because we don't have fear in us anymore. We're civilized. We wear suits and ties. We wear dresses. We don't have to worry about getting in a fight in the street. We don't have to worry about what we say having a direct impact on our health because we're not, you know, we're gentlemen. We're a civilized society. It's not like that online. It's not like that when you're out and you see something and that pulls your attention away. Your civility goes away pretty quick because you've not trained yourself on how to temper that down and react in a way that's Christian. Now, this is what we have to learn. We are making it so easy for us to judge and criticize people. However, we're also doing this to ourselves. Up until I've talked about how people affect us now, you know, from the outside in, but now, how do we do this ourselves? At this moment, today, what if I told you that for $40,000 you would never get another DUI again? Self-driving cars. What if I told you right now for the price of what used to have to stand out in front of and wave a taxi down, now a taxi comes directly to your house through a free app. We're making it increasingly easy for us to make mistakes. Just because that threat, we don't have the fear of a DUI going through a DUI checkpoint anymore because we're not driving. We don't have the fear of wrecking our car anymore because we're not driving. Okay? We've done that to ourselves. Through technological advancements, we're taking our responsibility away from ourselves. We're putting it off on something else. Now, this is incredibly dangerous because that's something that we can't rely on. That's not in our control. That doesn't show Christian care. It's a loophole. We can work, order food, order clothes, and even order partners online now. We do not have to leave the house for anything. Amen? I mean, if anything, in the last few years, it's taught us that if the demand is there, they'll make it possible for us. Even now, even where I live, I can get Walmart to deliver right to me. And I mean, that's very tempting because you don't have to go out, you don't have to socialize, you don't have to interact with anybody. But that also takes away the fact of, you know, you might see someone at Walmart. Many of you, you might see something, and as a Christian, you might have to react to it. You might see a member of the church, you might see a family member in need, and just because they're at Walmart, that might be a temptation of your character. Well, let's talk to them, let's pray for them. You don't have that now. If you go that route, it's nothing. It's just the push of a button. There's no social interaction. There's no way to show. You might leave the delivery person a tip. That might be Christian character. That might be a witness to them. You might not, because you think, well, I pay a monthly subscription for that, so they get paid. They get paid well. There are options for you to still do this. There's still options for you to witness to people, even though you're not interacting with them face to face. If they drop it off at your door and they see as they're driving back, oh, they gave me a tip. That's pretty cool. I did see a cross in their window. I wonder what. I saw their bumper sticker. Okay, hey, that's awesome. All right. There are ways to do this. All these evils that beset us is the simple phrase, faith is. If we are continually walking in faith, if we're continuing using faith to build our character, then the light's going to shine. However, faith without works is dead. That's the caveat to this. We can't rely on the easy way out because it's not there. That's an illusion. If you think that you can make it through life skirting on technology, on these loopholes, on isolating yourself, that's not possible. Because one way or another, people see how you act. You don't think, going to the restaurant, leaving a tip there. How you interact with the waitress, how you interact with the person in the parking lot. That's all witnesses. And you have to build your character up there. A way that you can do this yourself, on the inner man, as you're going through social media, Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, those are four very different places to be. Or at least in my opinion, it is. Facebook's full of friends and family and ads. Right? Yeah. Whatever you talk about is going to pop up in an ad as you see, though, your aunt posts something and then all of a sudden, there's an ad. Yeah. Instagram, it's going to be pictures, family, friends, coworkers, and ads. All right? X, groups you've joined, social interests, vehicles, fishing, riding motorcycles, hopefully church. This is a great example. On X, if you follow a vehicle page, whether it be Mustang, Camaro, 90s Japanese imports, give it 6 months. Those posts are going to change. All right? You're going to start seeing posts from groups that, well, that's not a car. Why are they posting this junk? This is a great opportunity to show the algorithm, to show technology what you want to see. You can unfriend that group. You can hit the little X button on ads when they start showing you products and services that you don't like. I don't like this. It may ask you why you don't like it. That's inappropriate. I just don't want to see it. It might leave a comment. I don't want to see this. This is a chance to teach your phone what you want to see. Okay? This is you showing technology what your Christian character is. Because you don't want to see that. And I guarantee if you come back a month later and you see that same post, guess what it's going to be? It's going to be that car you like. It's going to bait you back into it. It's going to show another Mustang, another Supra. All right? It's going to show you another motorcycle that, oh, you've been dreaming of. But guess what? If you like that, 6 months down the road, it's going to be a picture of the same thing you deleted it for. They change. They bait you and then they switch. And the only way to combat that is to tell your phone what you want to see. To tell that Facebook, to tell TikTok what you want to see. Right now, I'm kind of proud of it. Right now, TikTok is how I get most of my scripture. I've taught it the right way. I've taught it what I wanted. I raised it up the way I wanted it. All right, from the bare bones when I started. I told TikTok I'll see junk. But if I go to Instagram, it's 5 minutes. Two or three swipes. Nope. I'm done. Not liking. But I've not taught it yet because I ignore it. Okay? This and it's a daily battle because you're going to switch back and forth between these things. Your Christian character needs to show through all things that you do, even in private. Because there's not always going to be people to check you. Sometimes when you're with your friends or family, someone's going to say, hey, why'd you say that for? You have to do that to yourself too. You have to grow this character. You can also do this by sharing. Like I mentioned, sometimes me, Jeremy, we'll share scriptures. We'll share videos that we think will uplift each other. As you share this, that interaction says, hey, he likes this enough to show it to someone else. You can do that in your daily life too. You can share scriptures. You can uplift people. Not by bragging, not by showing pride, but by bragging on someone from what you've heard. I mentioned earlier, you know how Paul was the greatest hype man. He could lift up a church through a letter as well, you know, build them up to edify them. He'd done this because he knew them. Do this. Point out something good that a friend has done. Don't point out a negative. Point out something good. Show them that you're paying attention to them. Show your Christian character through love. Now let's back this up here. Leviticus Chapter 20. And we'll start with verse 1 here. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, again, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, whosoever he be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that giveth any of his seed to Malach. Now Malach was a false god. And seed doesn't just mean crops. Seed means time. Seed means money. Seed means effort. All right. I looked that up in the Strong's because I like seed. I mean, I guess that's like tithe. But no, seed's a lot more than just crops. He shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. And I will set my face against that man and will cut him off from amongst his people. Because he hath given of his seed to Malach to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. Now, I looked up sanctuary too. What are we? We're the temple. We are the sanctuary. Now, Leviticus is Old Testament, but we live in the New Testament. So that's a good trick. You defile my sanctuary. So when you defile yourself, you're doing that to yourself. You're doing that to God. Because when this is the temple. Then going on to verse 4. And if the people of the land do not do any ways hide their eyes from the man when he giveth his seed unto Malach and kill him not, then I will set my face against that man and against his family, and I will cut him off and all that go whoring after him and commit whoredom with Malach from among their people. Now, when you look at that, you're not just hurting yourself. If you do wrong and your family doesn't chastise you about it, or if you don't chastise your family, that could be a generational curse. So you want to avoid this. Your Christian character, your witness, does not just affect you. It branches out. So this is something, as we show our love and as we show our compassion, forgiveness, as we show that, that's not just helping us. That branches out. Then jumping down to verse 7. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. And ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord which sanctify you. Now that's it. Keep my statutes, keep my rules, keep my laws, keep them with you at all times, because I will sanctify you. I am the Lord which sanctify you. So as you act this way, as you act Christian, you're sanctifying yourself through the Lord, through your actions. Now you've heard of the term I don't go to church, but I'm spiritual. All right? What kind of spiritual? Demons are spiritual. Well, I believe in God. Well, the devils believe in God too. Your actions, you shouldn't have to tell someone, I don't go to church, but I'm spiritual. Your actions should show people right where your heart's at. Now again, going back to this, leaving a heart, a thumbs up, leaving an upvote. Show people what you like for your actions. Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs 20, verse 24. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? It is a snare to the man who devoureth that which is holy, and after vows to make inquiry. Now this is still Old Testament. All right. The way I like to, Old Testament is father. Old Testament's hard. It's the law, it's the rules. New Testament is, thank you, Father. Thank you, God. You know, that's the Heavenly Father. Proverbs is Father. It's parent versus grandparent. Okay? That's what this is. So this is still, Proverbs is still, a wise king scattereth the wicked. He pushes it away. He doesn't keep it away. A good king doesn't keep the wicked in his court. He pushes it away. He scatters it. And bringeth the will over them. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Now, when it says the first part there, the spirit of man, that's the Holy Spirit. Or that's the way I'm interpreting this as I was reading it. Because it doesn't say the spirit of a man, it says the spirit of man. Is the candle of the Lord. That's the light. So you have to be a light. You have to show the way. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. You have this. So through this you have to illuminate, searching all the inward parts of the belly. That's the soul. For this is the way I'm taking it. This is the way I studied it. So you have to use the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit now living on the inside of us. And it is a light that we can use to search ourselves. This is the way this is the way I took it. This is the way, as I was reading, this is how I took it. The Holy Ghost can show us things about ourselves that we didn't know if we search. As we develop our character, this is how we make ourselves better. This is how we do this. As Christians, we have to search ourselves continually using Him as our measuring stick. Matthew, Mark, Luke, Acts, Romans. And again, verse 1. Romans 12, 1. Now this is New Testament. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by your mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Your reasonable service. That's the bare minimum. I beseech you, I beg you. Therefore, brethren. Now, brethren is just not men. That's everybody. You know, Christians, brother, sister. Brethren, by the mercies of God, by Almighty God, I beg you that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Die daily. Make the effort. Don't give in to what's easy. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reason. That's the bare minimum. That's what we should be doing every day. Just sacrificing ourselves, making ourselves better, showing the world God through us. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed from the renewing of the mind, and ye may prove that is that what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Be humble. Don't fall into the snares of the devil. Don't fall into the snares that the world has set for you. Let your character shine through. Don't make it a life of convenience. Just because it's convenient doesn't mean it's the right way to go. A lot of times it's hard to make the right decision. And when you do that, you show your Christian character. You show that you're better than the situation that you could be in. Because when you do this, you show that through the strength of God, all things are possible. But faith without works is dead. If you don't put the effort into it, you're not going to make the showing that you want to, I should say. You're not going to be the beacon that you ought to be if you don't develop this Christian character. Now, while there's nothing new under the sun, people still find new and interesting ways to interact with things and people that are consistently changing. Every attack that you're going through, someone else has went through. Every temptation that you're going through, everyone has went through. The way that we interact with these things are constantly changing, though. We have to recognize what we're going through. And as we do this, we're going to, as iron sharpens iron. If we don't go through these trials and tribulations, then we're not going to better ourselves, because if life is easy, then we're not doing our job. I never used to worry about what the devil was doing to me. Ever. Because the majority of my life, as a child, I wasn't in church much. So the devil left me alone. I was not a threat. As I got in the Word, attacks would come. Temptations would come. I didn't realize till halfway through it that what it was. Because I hadn't dealt with it. In my younger life, I didn't have these trials and tribulations. I was a baby. I was still on the milk. All right? You don't attack a baby. You attack a threat. So if you're not being attacked through your Christian character, if people aren't coming against you, look at that. Are you a threat to the devil? Are you building the kingdom of God? If you're not, start. If you are getting attacked, you might be on the right path. You know, make it through this battle. Show your Christian character, because what you're going to come through is going to be so much better than what you left. And you're going to come out stronger through it. And it's going to be an amazing experience and a testimony for what you've been through and what you're going through and what you can do through God. Amen? All right, stand to your feet with me. Now, does anyone have any prayer, any need, healing, rededication, anything like that? All right. I want to thank you all for letting me do this. It's always a pleasure. I'm getting better. Less nervous, but it's not through me.